Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Thursday night, out the back of Hipshaker Tent at the Isle of Wight Festival, local legends, I'm going to say local legends because we speak to you every year, but every year you come back and you rock our socks off. No one under 30 has ever said that in their lives, but anyway, the Optimists. How you doing? So you're playing the Hipshaker Lounge this week. Is this the first time you've done Hipshaker?
Yeah, first time.
So yeah. You're just sort of ticking off the stages now, I guess, in a sense.
Oh, that's how we do. That's how all the white bands do.
Yeah,
hopefully big time next. We've done Platform 1, Kashmir.
We've got to do Riverside next.
We've done Main Stage, and then obviously, yeah, the only two that we haven't done. Well,
and we're not going to be able to do Electro Love because we're not 80s enough, and also we're not an old act.
I'll retract that. So only three stages we haven't done is Electro Love, River Stage, and Big Top.
And there's a little stage by the river. There's a little stage by the river.
Is there?
Also Cirque de la Quirk.
As we digress,
let's go with five.
Do it. You can do Electro Love next year. Just learn some Human League covers or something
easy. Well, we have actually talked about doing, you know, we've had talks about doing covers, but if we're going to do covers, we're going to do it our own style. A few of the songs that we've talked, like, have been in the mix is Sound of the Underground by Girls Aloud.
Brilliant.
And that Gwen Stefani song, TikTok. What are you waiting for? That's it. Those are ones that we've like have been circling around. Like, if we're to do like a cover, we'll take a song out of our genre and then make it into our genre. If that kind of makes sense, like, because it's worth doing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if I was England, we should do a Vindaloo cover. Don't know how much we could change it, but
you're half an hour late, lads. But at the same time, did you watch the match?
Yes.
I was setting up.
Absolute toilet was it?
I don't know what it is at the minute. It's like I've noticed in the past games we played, it's like we'll score one and it's like then we defend. It's like no.
Yeah.
We need to press more.
We shouldn't call it rubbish, it's just English football playing.
Yeah. It's the same, it's one goal part of the bus.
It's really good, and it's because everyone from every other country comes up to our league to play, but then when it comes to Euros they've got all the good players elsewhere and we're left with like Maguire.
But it's like I don't know what's going on at the minute, it's just like We need to push more. We need to press more in the second half. Like, yeah.
But we're going to ship you in. We're going to ship you into Germany after this. That's what you've got to go after.
They should just be told in the locker room that they're not allowed to score in the first half. Then we're all right.
England 0, Denmark 4.
But then that'll be up to the first half. The second half, we'll go mental because we've got to win now. But when we did one, when we score in the first half, it always goes dog.
Right. So talking about football, we need to talk about music.
Let's move on to you guys. Yeah. A year since Small Talk EP came out. Yeah. How's your last year been? I don't think we've spoken to you since you did the main stage. How was that?
We've mainly just been writing. We did a tour. We did a mini tour in September.
The Southwest.
Yeah,
like Southwest. Very Southwest.
And I mean, even that was phenomenal. Like we were doing mental.
Yeah, we played down the Cornish Bank. We did second time ever playing Falmouth. We sold 210 tickets out of 230.
I think what made me feel really weird about it was like same with Bournemouth, same with Falmouth. We had people asking us for photos, and like we just said like what? Like
you made it, lads. You made it.
Yeah,
that's it.
What's
going to be proud of me.
Yeah, no, but it's just like you know.
But it's making it, but it's having to wake up in Falmouth at like 6 a.m. nursing a hangover, getting in your car to drive off to the next gig.
Yeah, that was that.
It's making it, but yeah, there's that.
We love to travel on the boat back, didn't we?
Yeah. Falmouth's so west, it's basically America as well. Yeah. It's like as far as you can get.
But I like it, so it's not.
Oh,
America.
No, yeah, Falmouth's brilliant. We love Falmouth to pieces. Like, and if there's anybody listening from Falmouth, we love you to pieces.
Yeah, I love Falmouth.
Yeah.
You have Tom Jackson at least, that's a guarantee, isn't it?
Funny enough, Tom Jackson got us the gigs in Falmouth.
Yeah.
So him in Whisper Magazine were the reason why them gigs did so well.
Yeah. Vectis alumni, we love Tom, he's great. I'll ask the obligatory new music question. New music question?
July 19th,
that's near.
Yeah.
That's it.
Leave it there. That's all we've got to say.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal, but you know, that's all
we've got
to say.
Brilliant. Oh, well, we'll just leave it there. Guys from the Optimists, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Lovely seeing you guys again.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.